Recently, we've taken time to highlight work created by student journalists at both the high school and college levels. This time, we return to the University of Delaware, where despite the challenges created by the COVID-19 pandemic, students continue to do their work telling stories about issues and topics they find interesting and important. For this week's Enlighten Me, we highlight more pieces produced by UD Communications students for a class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime first-day journalist, director of UD's Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with junior communications major Anthony Dolphin. The Blue Hen football team is back on the field this month, practicing for a spring football season that starts March 6th. It's a season the team hopes will help replace what it and its fans missed out on last fall. And Anthony takes a look at the road to this unusual season.
For the Blue Hen community and many other colleges, that sound has been missing for quite some time now. UD football announced in the summer that there would be no football season coming fall. What was the school going to do? How were they going to do it?
First and foremost, what was going to happen with the season training camp, because I had a lot of things pre-booked that I knew that I would have to delete or, cancel.
That's Carl Kotz, the director of operations for the UD football team. The sudden cancellation of the fall schedule caused huge headaches for him, but there were greater problems at stake.
Okay, are the kids okay, or do they have a safe place to stay? Are they, are they home? Are they here in their apartment where everybody is, kind of keeping track of that? And then, trying to make sure the guys were set for finishing finals, that they were keeping in touch with academics.
Zoom became a lifeline for Carl and the team. Not always easy for him with a three-year-old at home, but in person, training camp starts back up in January.
You're in a training camp in January where everything's going to be freezing. So that's going to be interesting to see how that goes.
It's going to be really interesting, especially we're lucky. We don't go up to Maine. Maine's coming down here.
Other than players and coaches, the loss of fall football was hard for those in the broadcast booth, like Scott Klatskin.
There was a lot of anxiety that came about anticipating what could be. There was a lot of conversating with other people. What have you heard? And what have you heard? And just trying to get an idea of what might happen in the fall. But it was an anxious time.
Klatskin is the play-by-play caller for UD football from WSDW.
They're doing everything in their everything possible to make sure that everyone is as safe as possible, that it comes through those doors, and that the player safety is number one and the staff safety is number one.
How could the heart and soul of UD feel about all this? What do the fans think? Feeling left out of the equation is the fans. Scott Streichhardt is a lifelong supporter and season ticket holder.
You know, them not playing, I understand the safety of the students and the athletes and everyone involved, most importantly, the fans too. But, probably what you're getting is I'm not 100% happy with the way the athletic department has handled.
There was only a few options given to season ticket holders. Donate your money, keep it for next year, or get a refund. There's one thing that can be said for all levels of UD football. Excitement is here for the spring season.
I am excited.
I couldn't be more excited.
I do see a lot of promise.
I'm Anthony Dolphin, reporting UD News.
Thanks to junior communications major Anthony Dolphin for his reporting. Next up, we hear from senior communications major Kayla Williams. She says with the pandemic limiting what people can do at schools, bars, and churches, people have shifted their lives to fit the new normal. And that means indulging in some new interests.
With the new normal, people have been at home for a while. But once you've watched everything on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, what else is there to do? Several people took this time to pick up new hobbies that have now become a lifestyle.
I was complaining to Kenya, my daughter. I said, I don't have anything to do. I've done everything I can possibly do. And she said, why don't you pick up your bass that's sitting in your man cave and learn how to play it?
Rick Gallion is a retired 70-year-old man who picked up playing the guitar in the earlier months of the pandemic.
I ordered a DVD and a book. And I started doing online instructions, and I've been playing with my bass every day. During my downtime, after my nap, I usually get on my bass and do bass lessons every day.
And Rick isn't alone. For some, it's music. For others, it's getting outside the house. Lovely Lacey got a bike in April, and 7 months later, riding is a part of her life.
I think it's helped me not just keep my sanity, but like feel good about myself. I do believe that our bodies need movement. So it was allowing me to like move and be active without having some sort of goal associated with it. So it felt very freeing.
For Rick, music went from hobby to passion.
Yes, I will continue to do this. So, and I'm thinking all the time about different notes and things that I'm learning.
The new normal translated into a new talent for one and a new lifestyle for Lovely.
Now it feels like something that is less a part of like my COVID routine and more just a part of my life routine.
Kayla Williams for UD News.
Thanks to Senior Communications major Kayla Williams. And we finish with another UD Senior Comm major, Alexa Corfine, who reports healthcare workers have shown remarkable resilience and professional dedication despite a fear of becoming infected by COVID-19 and infecting others.
This pandemic has thrown a scary curveball for healthcare workers all over the country. For doctors, specialties are being switched around to multiply the need for COVID assistance. Anesthesiology resident Jessica Vitas at Philadelphia's University of Pennsylvania Hospital found herself thrown into COVID care.
It was very scary at first because we didn't know what was going on and what was the safest for us, besides even what's the safest for the patient. So it was pretty confusing, and day by day we would get different guidelines on what to do. So it was definitely a stressful time at first.
Doctors like Jessica find themselves grappling with new hospital restrictions for protective equipment. Doctors are gearing up with what they have, and at times, their specialties have had to shift due to the immense number of COVID patients.
We definitely we're definitely wearing more protective gear now when we intubate even negative people, which is a big change. We're more careful in general. And then anesthesiologists in general are trained also in critical care. So we've been pulled to do a lot more ICU time than we normally do. So that's a big change, that we're pretty heavy now in the critical care units.
From a heavy demand in critical care to a drop in ER visits as patients fear getting the virus just by visiting a hospital, Jeff Hensenberg is an orthopedic surgery resident at Thomas Jefferson Hospital.
For us, COVID's a bit different in that we don't treat patients for COVID, but we have to worry about safely doing surgery in patients that hurt themselves that have COVID. We don't do elective procedures, so a lot of times patients go long periods of time in pain because we don't want to expose them to the virus. And we also are being asked to help out in areas of the hospital that maybe normally we don't normally work in, like the emergency department.
Increased workload, risk of transmission, personnel shortage, and lack of resources are just a few of the things that has been affecting the physical and mental health of healthcare workers.
We just have to keep following, you know, whatever best guidelines are now out there. It is a learning process for everybody, but wear a mask, you know, wash your hands, the typical, you know, virus spreading precautions, because everyone wants this to go away, obviously.
Stick together and help people out, because I guess it can be a tough time emotionally too.
Doctors are emphasizing how important it is to stay healthy and smart. For the University of Delaware News, I'm Alexa Corfine.
Thanks to UD Senior Communications major Alexa Corfine, as well as her classmates, Senior Kayla Williams and Junior Anthony Dolphin, for enlightening us this week with their features reporting on the pandemic from a student's perspective.